We're doing now Perikei Mishnayis Beis and Gimel. We're still dealing with the concept of Tumas Negoim of Or Basar. It appears in the skin of a body, in most places in the body, meaning that's where it's susceptible. But the tumak is just a baharis kagris, the size of a gris, which is 9 adoshim. I think I might have mentioned earlier 10 adoshim by mistake. You'll see in the next perik vav, that the Mishnah itself says that a gris is 9 tes adoshim. And we said that the four colors and their admixtures mentioned in the first perik, they provide a susceptibility to tzaras, but they're not simoni tzaras. They're not the simonim of tumas tzaras. The simonim of tumas tzaras are three. Within the white beharis kagris, and again, beharis is as a code word for any of the white shades, because Beharis in the first Mishnah in Masechta refers to the brightest white shade. It means any white shade and their admixtures. That they're susceptible to sir lovin, which means two black hairs have been turned white by the discoloration, by the baharis, or a michya, a patch of live skin in the shape of a square in the center of the baharis, or at the end of the first or second week, a pisoyon, where there's nothing else but the nega, the beharis, has increased in size, has grown in size in the person's body. So those three are the simoni tuma of tzaras and or habosar in the person's flesh. So the Mishnah says, the Kohen came, hechlito, when he was machlit, b'sir lovin. Mishnah starts, hechlito b'sir lovin. The Kohen came and was machlit the person the very first visit, because he saw that in the beharis there was a sir lovin, two white hairs that had originally been black hairs that had been turned white by the nega. And then what happens? Holach sir lovin, in the interim, after the hachlota, after the person was a mitzora, the two white hairs went away. Calls the Kohen to come back, the Kohen comes back. And then he finds v'chazir shelovin, the white hair came back again. Now, not only if the white hair came back, the white hair left. Let's say it stayed away, didn't come back. V'chein b'michya b'pisayon, but it was replaced by a michya, another simon of tumo. So when the Kohen comes back, he said, "Hey, you know, the white hair's gone." When he comes back, there's a michya. Or at the end of the first week, after 7 days, there's a pisoyon. There's no white hair now, but the nega is increased in size. He's still this takes place, the hachlota, betchila, the very beginning, ubisov shuah rishon, or if the Kohen came at the end of the first week and saw there was a white hair, or a michya, a white hair, okay, and the original white hair disappeared, and it was a second white hair, whether it was a michya or bisoyon, besov shua sheni. Bisoyon doesn't apply at the beginning, because bisoyon only takes place, only counts after 1 week or at the end of 2 weeks. Or besov shua sheni. Oli achra p'tur. The Kohen said he was tohar, and he brought his korbonos and everything, and afterwards, it turns out that the white hair came back, or a michya came back into that same baharis, or there was pisoyon of that baharis. Hari hikmo shehoiso. So this poor mitzora is as he was before. He's still a mitzora muchlat, and he has to be purified again. He has to wait till the disease abates and go through purification. Now the same thing applies. Hechlito b'michya, on the first visit, the Kohen saw there was not a sir lovin, the Kohen saw there was a michya this time. And then in the course of the week, and he was machlit the person, because a michya is an immediate sign, the very first visit, it's a sign of tumas saras, with hachlota, not just hesker, not just being put in house arrest, so to speak, but isolation, but he's out of the camp, chutz min hamachaneh, he's a mitzora muchlot. So he's machlit b'michya, v'holcha michya, the michya went away. B'chozra michya, the michya then came, when the kohen comes to see him again, it came back. Or instead of the michya, v'chein b'sir lavan, or there were white hairs then, two black hairs that turned white when he came back. Or at the end of the first week, or at the end of the second week, there was pisoyon. There was a spread. There was no michya. There were no white hairs, but the nega had spread in its area in on the person's skin. So again, with the michya, he could be muchlat b'tchila, b'sov shuah rishon, b'sov shuah sheni, at the end of 1 week, at the end of 2 weeks, and liach repetur. If any of these, after the first week, if any of the simonim appear on the same beharis, then he goes back to being a muchlot, a full scale mitzvah again. So hari kamo shoyso hechlito bepisoyon. If after 1 week, because remember, pisoyon does not take place, does not count on the, even if he, in front of the kohen's eyes in the first visit, the nega is growing in size, it doesn't make a difference. Pisoyon does not have effect until 1 week. So he comes back after 1 week, the kohen, the mitzvah was in hezger, and there's pisoyon. Now the beharis grew in size. So he's machlit him on the spot. Or it didn't grow, or it wasn't. V'chein b'sir lavan, b'sov shu rishon, or there was a. I'm sorry, now I skipped the line. Hechlida b'pisoyon, holach ha'pisoyon v'chozer ha'pisoyon. After another week, so at the end of the second week, in the interim between the first week and the second week, the pisoyon had gone. The nega shrank back to its original size, and then when the kohen comes back at the end of the second week, v'chozer ha'pisoyon, the pisoyon returns. It spread out again. Or instead of the pisoyon went away. Now there was in this gris, beseris gris, there was no pisoyon, it was a gris still again. But now there's a sir lovin. Besov shur yishon. Notice it doesn't say a michya, and I'll explain why the Rav deals with that question. Besov shur yishon, at the end of the first week, besov shur sheni liachar betur. At the end of the first week, there was pisoyon. At the end of the second week, there was pisoyon. Were there any of the other, after it was muchlat, any of the other changes? Liach repetur. Hari hikamosho iso. Or the pisoyon that disappeared took place, came back after the petur, even after he was found to be tahar. Or a white hair appeared. And the Mishnah again doesn't mention michya, but it could apply to a michya also. But not in all cases, we'll see in the Rav. Hari hi kamo shoyso. So the person is back to being, this unfortunate person is back to being a mitzvah again. The Rav asked the question, in the case of pisoyon, hodalo katoni hocha v'chein b'michya, doesn't mention also michya, if a michya appears after the pisoyon has appeared. V'sheholach pisoyon abosa michya po'amim shia tor. It's still a possibility he could be tor if the michya is there. Gon shamichya, miyato hanega, if it reduces the size of the nega less than a gris. So I'll explain. This was Yom Tov asked the question we had earlier. We had Mishnah that spoke about the fact that a beheris, which is a gris, which is 9 adoshim, can have a michya in it of 1 adosh, and that doesn't take away from the beheris gris. The michya is a sign, has to be with beheris gris. So even if the white now is only 8 adoshim, it doesn't make a difference. The michya still takes effect if it's in the center. What the Rav is referring to, the Tosfos Yom Tov says, what the Rav is referring to is a case where the michya that comes after the pisoyon left is a very large michya. And the rule of michya is, remember, michya has to be centered and has to be whole, has to be in the shape of a square. So for it to be centered, there has to be a margin, a minimal margin around it. And that margin is shtei saros. So the Rav says that we're talking about a case. The reason why it leaves Michia for the possibility that when it comes, when the nega shrinks, the Michia that comes could be large, so large that there aren't two saros a border around the Michia. So that's why it doesn't mention by Pipi Sayon, but it's possible the same thing apply in the other cases too. If the Michia came and it was that large, maybe just to teach us in this one area, and it applies to the other areas. Because if the Michia is small, it would apply over here also, that the Kohen would be, that the Mitzvah would be Muchlat. So that's the end of the first Mishnah. The Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Sir Pekuda, the Mishnah itself is going to define Sir Pekuda. The Rab does immediately, but we'll wait till the Mishnah's definition. Akavi bin Mahalalel Mitame. The great Tana Akavi bin Mahalalel says that the Azura, the gates of the Azura never shut on a Jew with as much Yirah Shemayim as the Akavi bin Mahalalel. But Akavi bin Mahalalel Mitame. The Chachomim Mitarim. So, what is this Sir Pekuda with his Machlokis Akavi bin Mahalalel and the Chachomim? Ezahi Sir Pekuda, Mishahoisabo Baharis. A person had a Baharis. He had a white spot on his body, the size of a gris. Uvosilovin and had the Simon of Tuma. It had two white hairs that were, black hairs that would turn white. However, in this particular case, Holcha habeheres v'inichu l'sir lovan b'mkomo v'chozra. It has to be come back. Even the Kavi b'mahala would say that if the beheres went away and it was just sir lovan there, that's not a simintum. The simintum has to be within a beheres, a kagris. So he's talking about a case where the beheres was here before. The sir lovan appeared. Black hairs were turned white by the beheres, which shows the turn black hairs white. And then the Baharis disappeared, and then afterwards, the Baharis were already there. The Nega came back. The Baharis came back. So, Akavi bin Mahalal is Mitame. The Chachomim Mitarim. The Chachomim say Tohar, because the Chachomim say that the white, the Baharis Kagris, has to precede and coexist with the white hair. If it goes away and comes back after the existence of the white hair, it's as if the white hair preceded it. And as a result, the person is tahar. V'chachomim mitaharim. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Moda ani bezeh shu tahar. I agree with the Chachomim in this instance against the sheet of Rabbi Akavi ben Mahalal, and I say that this mitzvah is tahar. If it went the way, the white went away completely and came back afterwards. So, he said, I did fail to mention before, the Rav does say it's language of pikadon, like a gift, left a deposit. It left something behind. The thing left behind is the white hair. So, what is a Sir Pekuda, the white hair that's left behind? Misha Haisa Bo Beheres Kagris. Again, it was a Beheres Kagris, and it turned black hairs white. Ubo Shtei Saros. But now only a half a gris disappears. So, v'hinicho l'sir lovin b'mkoma b'heres, and the sir lovin was in the place where there was still white, k'chatzi gris, v'chozer, then the other half of the gris comes back. So, Rabbi Akiva apparently maintains, in such a case, the Sir Pekuda, that's Tomei, because it was always surrounded by Beheres, even though the Beheres was not Kagris, and ultimately the full Gris came back. So that would be Mitame. The Chachamim don't buy it. They maintain that the Beheres Kagris, the full Beheres Kagris, has to precede the Sir Lovan, coexist with the Sir Lovan, be there the entire time. So Amru, they said to Rabbi Akiva, Geshem Shabbatlu es Divri Akavya, just the way the Chachamim revato the words of Avavi bin Mahalalel, by the case where it went away completely, after Varecha Einon Mikaimin. Your words also have no kiyum. You're not right. In such a case, the Mitzvah would be Tohar. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel.